Congratulations to Joshua Lowe, the national winner of Outdoor Recreation Entrepreneurship Placement. Tell me about yourself, Joshua.
I'm Josh Lowe. I'm from Newport, New Jersey. I am a graduate of Cumberland Regional High School. I went on to become state sentinel for New Jersey, and I was told that I should apply for the proficiency award. It was something I could possibly win at the state level, so I went ahead and tried, and I ended up becoming a national finalist, and I did not expect to come to nationals this year. I actually told my coach, my cross-country coach, that I wasn't going to do this year because that was a pain last year with state office. And but I told him, I had to tell him I was coming to nationals because I surprisingly became a national finalist, and now I'm the national winner, which is amazing.
And tell me about your SAE.
So my SAE project is working at Beaver Dam Boat Rentals. I started about 5 years ago, and it just was a summer job, and I used it as my supervised agricultural experience, and I kind of just climbed the ranks. I started out as a boat tow operator, just cleaning, I started out as a dockhand, just cleaning boats and helping customers load their supplies. And after a few years, I became like the top dockhand, and I was training new employees, including my sister. Then I got promoted to a position that I never thought I'd make it to as a boat tow operator. And so my job, I drive a boat, but it's old style boat rental place. So we actually tow out the rowboats, and they go out for the day to catch some blue claw crabs. And if they need any help or they need to try another spot, that's where I come in, and I'll tow them to the different locations.
All right, and any challenges that you have overcome or faced?
Well, I was extremely shy when I first started working at Beaver Dam. One of the things that you have to do as a dockhand is talk to the customers, ask them how they're doing, how they did that day, how many crabs they caught. And I struggled to even get through those questions. I would kind of just do the work, but I wouldn't talk to the customers. And it's really a big part of getting people to have an enjoyable experience and figuring out how to improve things. So, but now, after the 5 years, I can talk to pretty much anybody, and it's actually one of my goals to talk to every customer that gets into my boat and have a meaningful conversation.
So. All right, and any advice to FFA members aspiring to be where you are today?
The first thing that comes to mind is advice that my father gave me growing up. If you ever find yourself at work with nothing to do, then you should sweep the floor. And I think that applies to everything in life. If you're an FFA member and you don't think there's anything to do, you have to look a little harder, because there's things to do. There's always something to do. And FFA will take you to places that you couldn't even believe. I never, even in my junior year, senior year, I never, ever imagined everything that FFA would do for me.
All right, and how do you feel about your award today?
I am just blown away. I honestly, like I said, I got butterflies, and I was a little nervous. I had a really good competition. My competition was like the greatest people, and I'm glad everything worked out and that I was able to become the winner.
Okay, and any influences and role models?
For my SAE project, my brain goes to my brother and sister, my brother Billy and my sister Sarah. My brother got me started at Beaver Dam. He was the first person to work there. And then I go towards my sister because she started working there with me. And I knew how I looked up to my brother when he worked there. And I wanted to be that role model for my sister. So so by trying to be a great role model for my sister, she became sort of my role model in a way. I just wanted to set the best example for her so that she could do what I did.
And how has FFA helped you get here?
Oh man, that's a short but super long story. So I wasn't the most focused my freshman, sophomore, and junior year. And my advisor, my junior year, encouraged me to try a competition at the state level. And I actually won the state level, but it didn't advance past nationals. And then I guess I just got a taste for it. I got a taste for success and started striving and started working a little harder. And I found out about an opportunity to run for state office, which I knew nothing about. And I applied. I went through the process, which is a really difficult process of interviews and applications. And I just was kind of going with it. I just was doing what the opportunity was. And then I got elected and my entire life changed, because I was immediately lost and confused because I had not realized what I had gotten myself into. But it ended up being the most like amazing experience. I spent 2 weeks in South Africa. I went from this kid that was afraid to leave Cumberland County to traveling across the Atlantic Ocean. My leadership skills, my conversation skills, every skill has been significantly developed by FFA. There's nothing that FFA hasn't improved in my life.
And what does this mean for your future? I mean, has this changed anything?
It's going to encourage me to keep striving for more. Every day I realize that there's more and more opportunities out there, and that you just got to put the work in. You got to believe in yourself and do your best. So I think that every experience that I get into, it just teaches me that there's something else out there and to keep going.
All right. Once again, congratulations to Joshua Lowe. For FFA Today, I'm Corinne LaRue.